In developing news this morning, at least 10 people have died after suicide bombers attacked a hotel popular with Westerners in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Police in the Afghan capital say at least five suicide bombers have blown themselves up at the Intercontinental Hotel. A Taliban spokesman has told two news agencies that the group was behind the attack. We have reports that there are a number of people wounded. We'll have more on that story a bit later in the program. The International Monetary Fund has appointed Christine Lagarde as its new managing director. She becomes the first ever female chief of the fund. The French finance minister has been widely praised for her leadership during Europe's financial crisis over the last 3 years. Her five-year term starts next week. Nearly a third of the members of the new Turkish parliament have boycotted the swearing-in ceremony. The main opposition party joined pro-Kurdish members in protesting against a court ruling that banned some elected MPs from actually taking their seats. Nine MPs are being held in prisons on charges critics say are politically motivated. It's feared a continued boycott could reignite the conflict in the Kurdish southeast of the country. A report commissioned by the Greens shows 83% of Australia's mining industry is foreign-owned. The report says over the next 5 years, $50 billion in earnings from Australian mining will go offshore. Bob Brown is pushing the government to now strengthen its mining tax just days before his party takes control of the Senate. The Greens paid a private consultant to do the research.